We're going to continue today right on down through these verses in 1 Peter chapter 1. We looked at verse 14 yesterday. Let's look at verse 15 today. But as he which hath called you is holy. Now he's just said, it's a continuing statement here, so I hope reading back, instead of reading just with me, you're reading back, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children. We've talked about all of these things, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Now verse 15, but don't do it that way, but do it this way. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. You work toward holiness, not to see how much you can get by with, not to see how much you can sin and God will overlook it, not to see how closely you can live your life to the line between sin and righteousness. That's the trouble with lots of our Christians today in our churches. They're trying to see how close they can live to the line of worldliness and sinfulness instead of trying to get away from it as far as possible. And my dear friend, that's what Peter's telling you. Be holy in all manner of conversation. The word conversation means conversation. And the way you talk reveals what you are. And so therefore, the word also means your manner of life. All right, he says, now you let it be holy. Then look at verse 16. This is one, boy, that really cuts deep into some people and really has been explained away. I mean, it has really been explained away, and I don't see any reason to explain it away. In verse 16, he said, it is written, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. You say, well, preacher, he can't mean that. Well, what could he mean if he don't mean that? You say, but preacher, surely we've got to interpret that. I don't see anything there you need to interpret. I don't see a thing there you need to interpret. What do you need to interpret? He says, be ye holy. God wants you to be holy. Be ye holy. What is there to interpret about it? Be holy. That's God's command. That's what God's telling you to do. And instead of that, like I said, I believe on the program yesterday, or maybe even today, I said, whenever it was, I said, some of you are trying to live as close to sin as you can without crossing over the line. No, that is not what God wants. That is not the way a Christian should live. And that is not the marks of a Christian. The marks of a Christian is to be holy. Move just as far away from sin as you can get. And some of you say, well, preacher, if I do that, then I might cut out something that's not a sin and cut out some of my pleasure or some of my enjoyment that's not a sin. And when I could have done it, and it would have been all right. Well, so what? Well, so what? I did in my young life, I look back over it and I see things I didn't do because I didn't want to have a bad testimony and I didn't want to get involved with something that was going to hurt me when I started witnessing for Christ, and I'd leave things off and wouldn't do them. I'm talking about in high school now particularly, and I wouldn't do them, and even though I would have liked to have done it and had the opportunity to have done it, I wouldn't do it. And you say, and I look back now and say, well, I could have done it and it wouldn't have hurt my testimony. And you say, well, oh, aren't you sorry for that? Aren't you sorry for that? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry for that at all. That didn't hurt me. That didn't spoil my personality. That didn't stunt my growth. That didn't hurt me at all. Because my admonition is, be ye holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. You say, but preacher, you're forgetting the doctrine of the carnal nature. You're forgetting the doctrine of the contaminated blood that you preach so much about. You're forgetting the doctrine of the old nature. And you are trying to say that we can be holy. I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I just said God tells you to be holy. That's what I said. And you say, yes, but I can't be. But God says be. And you said, but I can't be. And God says, be holy. You say, well, what will that do? That'll cause you to be holier than it would if you try to explain this verse away. That'll cause you to be more righteous. That'll cause you to love God more. That'll cause you to quit doing some things you're doing. That'll cause you to start doing some things you're not doing. That'll cause you to start reading your Bible. That'll start cause you to start going to church. That'll cause you to start doing things that are displeasing to God. It'll stop you from flying off the handle and losing your temper and acting like a nut if you just remember that your command is to be holy. You say, well, preacher, I never heard it on that wise. Well, I'm just reading what's there. I'm just not taking away from it. I'm not taking away from it. I know that I've got an old nature. I know that I am not going to be perfect, but that doesn't keep me from trying to be. I know that I'm not going to be mature until Jesus comes, but that don't keep me from trying to be. That don't keep me from wanting to be. That don't keep me from desiring to be. And I tell you right now, if we had some Christians in our churches today, particularly in our Bible-believing fundamental churches today, that would try to live a little bit holy and try to be holy instead of try to see how much fun they can have without sinning, then we'd have a better church. We'd have more people saved, and we'd have more people walking the aisles. We'd have more Christians getting right with God. We'd have more power of God. We'd have more money in the offering. We'd send more missionaries around the world to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't you argue with that verse, be ye holy. That's God's command to you. That's God's command to you. Quit making excuses for it. Quit trying to back up. Quit trying to hunt something else to do. And try to make it, well, I know I can't be, so I will not try to be. Quit that kind of foolishness and just be holy, like he says, be holy as he is holy. You know, that's a good enough point and a good enough admonition and strong enough preaching for me to just stop right there today and let that soak in to your mind just a little bit. And some of you Christians, you need to do some turning around. Some of you need to do some backing up. Some of you need to do some going forward. Some of you need to make some changes in your life, and the Holy Spirit will tell you about it. And we'll be right back with the next verse, the Lord willing, on tomorrow. In the meantime, may God bless you.